Call to order the city council meeting of November the 27th, 2017, at 6:02 p.m. We could have a moment of silence, please. We could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Sam, roll call, please.
That's a little quiet. Just say that Charlie Hawkins, did Charlie Hawkins let you know he's not going to be here tonight?
No, I didn't hear from him.
Okay. So clearly Charlie Hawkins not here. Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Meg Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
And Paul Reno.
Here.
Mary Lou Seward requested to be excused.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's carried 5-0.
I move we excuse Charlie Hawkins.
I should check my phone. Sometimes he will text. I'm just going to see if there's an email.
Problem. Okay.
We can do that later, can we?
Would it be wise, David, to excuse him, and then we can, if he comes, we could.
That would be my suggestion. He's been very responsible.
Yeah.
Something must have happened. Or he's texted me, and I don't have it. Or
okay.
He may have talked to Sherry, too.
So I move the excusal of Charlie Hawkins from the meeting tonight.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Motion is carried 5-0. First item on our agenda is audience participation. We have a sign-up sheet. And Carol Solomon is... Would you like to come forward, Carol? And please be kind enough to state your name and address for the record.
We talked about this. It's on. Okay.
There we go. I'm Carol Solomon. I live at 4275 Sweet Road in Blaine. I am here representing the Friends of the Library. Just to keep it in your mind, and I'd like to announce that the Friends of the Library have raised in excess of $25,000 toward the changes in the library that we want done. And I am hoping that one day soon the meetings will reconvene where we can talk about what we're going to be doing in the next year. And that's the only reason I'm here, just to make that little announcement. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Is there anyone else that would like to address the City Council this evening? Hearing none, we'll go to the next item on our agenda, written communications.
So we have one email dated November 14th, 2017, from Debbie Harder regarding the hotel motel tax budget.
Thank you. Chief Hollander is not here, so we'll go to the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $842,071.06. Approval of the council minutes for November the 13th, 2017, and approval of the special council minutes for November the 20th, 2017.
So move.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any questions or comments concerning the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 5-0. I am going to just skip around on the agenda if you don't mind. I'd like to go to council action items. We want to make sure that we have a quorum for our council action items. And so the first item is going to be the bid award for the 15KV underground distribution switch gear. Mr. City Manager, are you going to introduce that?
I'm going to take the place of Raven. I won't be quite as elegant about this as she is. So we've done a process doing the bid award. It was we received one sealed bid on Wednesday, November 17th. The bid was summarized for a 15KV underground distribution switch for a cost of $27,824.83, and we request the council approve the recommendation from staff, which is to approve that amount, including sales tax.
Okay, the staff recommends awarding the purchase of the 15KV underground distribution switchgear from Anixter in the amount of $27,824.83, including the Washington sales tax.
So moved.
I seconded.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments concerning this motion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Hearing no nays, the motion is carried 5-0. Next item on the council action items is Resolution 1722-17, adopting the 2018 legislative agenda. Mr. City Manager.
As we discussed in the study session earlier today, the council has been asked to support a resolution to support two major projects that we're looking forward to working on. One is Exit 274. If you recall, that's adding lanes for off-ramp from I-5 north and south. Our primary goal is to do an off-ramp from southbound I-5 to Exit 274. This coming Wednesday, we're also doing a workshop with the WashDOT in Bellingham to go through a process of defining what that project looks like and to move it forward, hopefully, through the WashDOT system into the governor's office. But we also have a strong interest in supporting legislation as a lobbyist for this coming legislature and future legislatures. Exit 274 is a priority. The other priority, of course, is East Lane infrastructure. Ken Hertz was here earlier today. He's the principal, along with others, in the Grandest Pond project, which is about 1,100 homes in East Plain, in the farthest portion of that property. That also includes other properties that are eligible for development, including East Maple Ridge. So these two elements are our primary legislative goals and objectives. A part of that work that is including work with the legislators. We've got one here tonight. For you to talk with. I'm not sure, Loren, if you want to speak or not, but she's been a very strong supporter of our projects and appreciate her being here tonight. So we're asking you to approve a resolution that supports these two projects. The next steps would be to continue to work with our lobbyist consultant to continue to educate the state of Washington officials about the importance of these projects and see if we can move it into fruition. We're hoping for consideration for 2018, realistic, maybe 2019, but we're certainly moving forward, and I know these are important projects to the council. Included in the list, but we're not going to speak to them directly, are the AWC's list of projects or parties as well. So I ask the council to approve the resolution.
Okay, staff recommends the council do one of the following. Adopt resolution 1722-17 as amended in our study session, adopting the City of Blaine's 2018 legislative agenda, or number two, amend the 2018 legislative agenda further,
which we did,
or do not take action. Anyone care to make a motion?
I move that we adopt Resolution 1722-17 as amended in our study session, adopting the City of Blaine's 2018 legislative agenda.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further comments regarding the 2018 legislative agenda?
I just one question.
Yes, Bonnie.
Mr. City Manager, the Exit 274 project, there was not a dollar fund, dollar amount mentioned, but I assume we're asking for what it would cost to amend the justification report. Is
yes.
that correct?
The
Which
IJR.
Is about $100,000?
Yes. So
that's about the dollar figure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the $3.2 million for the East Blaine. And that we would seek, we'd seek whatever they would give us, of course, but as much of that lump sum as possible. Because
yes.
It would
We're asking for a full amount.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say nay.
Thank you,
no
Council.
Nays. The motion is carried 5-0. Luann, would you like to comment regarding? When do you go back to work?
January 8th.
January the 8th, okay. And when is the first opportunity for Blaine to come and visit you folks?
January 8th.
January.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Well,
I appreciate
know the
it.
AWC, doesn't they normally organize a day for council? Hopefully we'll have the council will have an opportunity to visit with you. Okay, super. Okay, David, we've got the third action item is approval of personnel contract amendments. Do we want to do that after the executive session?
So there are a couple of items that we need to talk about in executive session in terms of real estate. But I know Ms. Olson probably would like to leave a little bit early. So my recommendation is to defer this particular item so you can go. We'll pick it up in December. It's not a priority okay. for tonight. We just have it on the agenda. We want to
okay.
complete it by the end of the year. And our executive sessions, I don't believe, require any action tonight.
Yes. So we would need a motion, I believe, to move the approval of the personnel contract amendments to our next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. Motion is carried 5-0. I'm going to slip back to the item we missed on the agenda previously, public hearing. And this, Jeff, are you going to introduce this to us again?
I did introduce it at the last meeting, so this okay. was for opportunity for public comment.
Okay. I'm sure everybody in the audience has studied the 2018 budget in detail. Is anyone caring to speak to this item this evening? Hearing none. Yes. Kathy, you're welcome to come forward. Kathy, you'll be allowed 5 minutes. I know.
Sorry,
I'm just kidding. Okay, please be kind enough again to state your name and address
yes.
for the record.
Kathy Sitker, Blaine Senior Center, and I, 763 G Street, but I actually live in Bellingham. So, did you all get a copy of the letter we wrote to Jeff requesting our budget, or that we wanted? Is that what I'm doing right now? Okay. They didn't get a copy of that, just the budget request? Okay, so I'm going to read my letter. I'm going to try to basically say what we are. So we, the Board of Directors of the Blaine Senior Center, its staff and membership, respectfully request the same level of funding, $49,980, received for year 2017, with an additional 10% increase, $49,980. This increase would help compensate for a part-time position to assist in programs and activities. We are committed to working with the city, and I believe over the last year since I've been here, I've shown to Dave and everybody else my commitment to the city. To assist in this increase, we are increasing our annual membership fee to $45, as well as working with local businesses for increased sponsorship for events. The Blaine Senior Center has and continues to be extremely grateful to the City of Blaine for the support and funding in the past and in the future. Our membership has increased by 191 members since I started my tenure as the director. I see the center's membership continuing to grow, and that means additional staff. It is important to note that the access database program we use was not updated in years as it should have been. And we've worked really hard over the last year cleaning up that database city, making sure the numbers are correct when I give my reports to Jeff. It is important to know the purchase of a touchscreen-based check-in system to allow better tracking and reporting is top on our list. This would offer more effective volunteer utilization and reporting, in-kind dollar grants, more effective donor management leading to increased donations, and better facility utilization, and identify trends in class sizes. Whether they're shrinking or growing, what we're doing, is it right, is it wrong, to make best use of the space that we have at the center. Because I'm finding that now we're running out of space. Sam and I had a discussion today. He has people that want to rent the community center. We're busy. We can't give them the time, so we have to figure out something. We are also going to celebrate 50 years as an organization. It was 2017. I finally found the paperwork. 1967 is when the building was built, I believe. So 2017 would have been our golden anniversary. Unfortunately, I didn't find that. So we will be celebrating a big anniversary next year to offer, and we want to be here for another 50 years, to offer everything that we do offer. And so your continued funding is needed as we continue offering the programs, activity, and meals to the seniors and community of Blaine. So I thank you for your support. If you have any questions for me, be happy to answer anything.
Just keep doing what you're doing, Kathy.
We're working on it. We're trying. It's
We certainly appreciate all the work that you do and all the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have to say I'm really proud. I had a vision for our Veterans Day celebration. We served over 93 people that day. And I'm still having veterans coming up saying that that was one of the best celebrations they've had. They appreciate it. And I'm hoping next year that we can work with the American Legion for their day, and then we have it, a celebration afterwards at the center. But it was something that was growing, and I'm just very pleased with it. Another thing I want to say, this really isn't part of the center. Dave Van Dusen called me today. They served 763 people at the center for Thanksgiving. That is huge. That's the biggest number they've ever done. They had 75 volunteers. So they're growing, we're growing as a center. And I think I'm going to throw this out because I have a little bit of time to talk right now. We have a reach-in refrigerator that just died. So that money has to come out of the center to pay for it. And Sam and I kind of had a discussion today about it. And I don't know if this is the time to talk about it, but when people rent the center, they're using everything that we've purchased for that center. Whatcom Council on Aging is no longer supplying us with a lot of the equipment that we have. We have to purchase it ourselves. So something that we've got to figure out what to do here, because if we need equipment at that center, that building, so to speak, and people are renting it, you know, they're using something that we've purchased that we take care of. So I'm just throwing that out. Think about it. Whatever. But it is something I believe that we need. Boys and Girls Club are doing December 9th their big bingo. They're using all of our tables, all of our chairs. We're going to drag everything over to them, for them, to the pavilion. I'm donating it all because that's what you do. But it is all of our equipment, everything that we have purchased, and I just have to throw that out. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And I'm sure Jeff and Sam and David will be taking those into consideration, your comments. Okay, David, with no further ado, I think we'll keep the 2018 budget public hearing continued to our next meeting. Okay, and does anyone want to make a motion to carry forward the 2018 budget until our December 11th meeting?
Also moved. I think it's a good idea.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. Motion is approved. 5-0. Okay. Now,
Okay, the next item is department reports. And the first item is public works. David?
No, I think we'll defer on reports tonight,
okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll defer the department reports until our December 11th meeting. We'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is council reports. And we have Bonnie with three committees.
I don't have a Boys and Girls Club or library, and nor a chamber, except that the Downtown Association is having another organizational meeting, hopefully the last one of true organizational nature, and that is tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Vault.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Paul on the WTA.
No report this morning.
Drayton Harbor, Charlie's not here. Small Cities Caucus. David, you were there.
It was a meeting primarily to talk about the jail. A county executive came and talked about how he was disappointed in the outcome of the election and that they're having to retool and reorganize how they're going to move forward with repairs and maintenance of both the jail and the courthouse and the administration building. So his focus is trying to get repairs done today. He doesn't foresee in the near future any action by his office to move forward with the jail. He thinks it's time to let it rest for a bit and then see how it comes back in a year or so. I'm not sure if even at that point the sheriff has an interest in it. Obviously, it's a very high priority. They are very disappointed in the outcome of the election, but they're making do. They're going to use the Yakima Jail and Skagit Jail as well as SCORE facility down in King County much more regularly to house inmates. They're trying to reduce the population. Obviously, there's a need for local police departments like ours, when they pick up a DUI or make an arrest, that they have to go down, book somebody in, put them in jail. They're sitting there at least overnight, depending upon what the requirement is. So that will continue. They're just going to provide that level of service. But it's definitely going to be a change of service. We should expect if our citizens wind up in jail, and if it's for an extended period of time, I'm not sure what that means, but they're going to be housed somewhere else. And that's just the nature of the beast now.
Well, thank you for that report. I have nothing for the Whatcom Council of Governments. So the next item on the agenda is calendars. Are there any changes, Samuel? Are those pretty well?
No, there are not.
Okay. Okay. We are now going to break for executive session.
For
David? Do you anticipate, how long do we anticipate being out?
About at least a half hour.
At least half an hour, and do we plan any council action after that?
We were thinking about it, but we don't have a quorum. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
We will take an action potentially on one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The audience is welcome to stay until after the executive session, where we don't...